Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast, and Jason just bashed his hand.
Damn it, son of a bitch.
Episode number 102.
Oh, man.
I'm Chris.
I was half my sex life. Ouch.
And that was Jason.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks. Yeah, remember that one time you did that before?
Oh, yeah.
We used that
I can't remember. I bashed my hand right on the desk.
Good. I accused you of being limpers today.
Yeah.
I'm good. That's cool. That's all right. I just got to take a few weeks off work now.
Oh. Hey, you know what was funny?
What?
Well, not really funny. I thought it was pretty cool. Go out on my porch this morning, open up the front page of the Free Press, and there's a fifth gen right on the front of the Free Press again.
Again?
Again.
That's our car.
I haven't seen that in like a year. Well, actually, January.
January, yeah.
Yeah.
So on the front page of the Detroit Free Press.
Right on the front page.
Well, that's no slouch.
Well, what's this all about? So start reading it, and it's talking about how the guy who wrote the article is kind of like fantasizing about a Camaro as a hybrid and how awesome that would be if he could get a new Camaro that gets like 40 miles to the gallon on the highway and 30 miles to the gallon in the city.
And it's a Camaro.
And it's a Camaro.
With power.
With power.
Who'd he talk to about it?
No. He didn't talk to any. He's fantasizing about this.
Well, I thought for sure there was quotes in it when I skimmed it.
Well, there was quotes. I mean, he did talk to some people at GM, and they're, you know, basically saying that, you know, that could be a possibility one day. You know, they do have things on the shelf that they could add to the car.
And what better car to say, here is hybrid performance and not hybrid milk toast, you know,
yeah.
just bland. Well, you know, Honda tried to make the hybrid Accord or something like that.
Yeah.
And it bombed, didn't it? And you think that
Lexus,
that'd do great
Lexus
there.
Lexus did the same thing. That bombed.
It's because Honda and Lexus suck ass through a straw.
Yeah. I've never been a big fan of any of the hybrid cars that come out.
But if a Camaro was a hybrid,
and it looked like a Camaro, and it performed like a Camaro, I have no problem with that.
That'd be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I can't say myself if I'd buy one, because I guess I'm old-fashioned, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But there'd be a lot of people out there that'd say, hey, shit, if I can have a Camaro with, whoops, if I can have a Camaro with a lot of power that's a hybrid, and it looks like a Camaro and performs like, awesome.
I just wonder how much extra weight that would add with those batteries, you know?
Well, if it was a six-cylinder like they're talking about on the boards, like a high-performance six-cylinder, maybe a turbo six-cylinder.
Okay.
That'd be like a hybrid Buick Grand National. I don't know.
Hmm.
But maybe by then in a couple of years, because battery technology is ramping up so fast.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to obviously borrow some technology from the Volt.
Of course.
Which borrows a little bit of looks from the Camaro.
Of course.
Then I figure maybe by the year two of the new Camaro, which would be 2011.
Yeah.
You know, when we're all living on the moon and shit. Like, I did it again. What's my deal? I had a rough day at work. You never know, man. It might weigh the same or even less.
Hey. I'd be interested in taking a look at it.
Of course, I guess I'm kind of fantasizing now. Just like, who wrote the article?
Mark Phelan, I believe that's his name.
See, didn't we mention him in a previous podcast like a year or so ago?
I think so, because he's the automotive writer for the Detroit Free Press.
Okay.
So I think he was one of the guys who got to drive the concept as well at Black Lake.
Cool. Was he there that day?
No, he was there before us.
Oh, what has he got? So what? Big deal. Well, I think that's cool, man.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. It'd be really nice, because we'd be happy to create a hybrid Camaro section on our board.
Sure.
For the hybrid Camaro owners.
Sure. Gotta,
and especially the electrical whizzes, they're going to start modding things. And
yeah.
Next thing, that'd be terrible to get completely smoked by a battery-powered car.
Yeah.
Hey, man, the way technology marches on.
Hey, I mean, look at this Tesla company, man.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
getting ready to ramp up that car.
That's a good-looking car,
I
too.
I know. Kind of expensive, but, you know, as the technology, you know, becomes less expensive, then the price of the car will go down.
Hey, I remember 10 years ago, you know, a 1 gig hard drive cost like $900.
Of course, yeah.
So now look at it. You can buy them.
A terabyte.
Yeah, terabyte for,
you know, $500, $400.
Not even. Cheapies are like $200 for a terabyte.
Yeah.
$275 on Newegg, whatever. But we're really interested to hear what everybody else, what you guys think of a potential hybrid Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it, you know, it goes without saying that Chris and I both think that it needs to perform like a Camaro should.
Absolutely.
But if it does, and is a hybrid, what do you think? We'd really like to hear from you on this one. And for those who don't know, here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Cool. Yeah.
I'd like to hear what people have to say about this. So last, we got to talk about this. Last weekend was our summit.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I had a great time.
You know, it wasn't huge. We didn't expect it to be, though, when it comes down to it. You know, kind of one of those things. But the people did show up. It was awesome.
I didn't think the room would have been big enough to hold a whole lot of people.
Well, we had, what, 35?
I think it won. I think if you count all the names we got, because we had everybody sign that, that poster.
Yep.
I think we probably had around 50. Yeah. Throughout the course, not all at one time.
Right.
Throughout the course of the night.
And that's fine because it was really casual. It was just people chatting. We ordered up a couple pizzas early in the night and I had a few drinks as usual. But yeah, some cool people showed up. People that I actually hate. Like
off the board.
Like Pentatonic. I hate that guy. But I tell you what, he's an awesome guy in person. I'm glad I got to meet him.
What about Jake Robb? Did he show up?
Jake Robb, that SOB, did not show up. Of course, his wife, I believe, was relatively ill.
Oh, okay.
So, you know. Hope she's better now, buddy. I know you're listening, you SOB. Who else showed up? You know, like the usual gang, some Michigan folk, but some people came from out of state, and it was really cool to have them there.
The captain?
Captain needs to lay off the sauce, okay, because he was wasted all night long. There's even a picture in the lounge of him passed out with a bucket on his head.
Yep.
So I can't say a bad thing about that night, though.
That was fun.
That it was just absolutely awesome to meet. We gave away a lot of cool stuff, too.
We sure did. We had some special guests stop by, too.
Cheryl Pilcher came by. She's the Camaro product manager. You don't say brand manager anymore. You say product. I found that out almost the hard way. Settlemeyer showed up late in the night, and then we kind of moved the whole meeting out into this killer party in the parking lot there where we played, what, Camaro trivia?
Trivia, and they gave away those Camaro Hot Wheels cars.
Pieces of crap. It was just an awesome night, and we'll surely do it again. Next year, even if it's just the same size, I don't care. It was so fun.
Oh yeah,
there were some cool folks. So thanks to everybody who showed up and to all those who didn't. Well, you missed out.
Yeah,
it was fun.
And Detroit's not that bad. I did get some comments throughout the night.
What?
I did get some comments throughout the night from people who had traveled from out of state.
Yeah.
One comment in particular I got was, "Why are people in the Detroit area so angry?"
Because they're out of work.
That was a couple people asked me that.
They're angry?
Angry.
Hmm.
Like you go into a convenience store to buy like a, you know, a bottle of pop or something like that.
Oh, it's because they don't understand English in there.
And they have like a scowl look on their face and they're not friendly. I don't know. And potholes. They hate our roads.
Yeah, well, you know, I hate our roads too.
But, you know, we're used to that.
All right. Well, here's a story. I grew up, for those who don't know, about 20 miles west of Lansing. I grew up. It was a one
in the sticks
blinker light town. There wasn't even a stoplight. It was just a yellow yield blink light. And there was one gas station, three bars. Don't ask me how that works. A little corner store. And
a post office?
You know, yeah, we had a post office and a small library. And that was it, man. It was, you know, a lot of us worked on farms. I grew up in farm country. And where I grew up, Detroit was the last place that you wanted to be. And somehow, 30 years later, 20 years later, here I am in Metro Detroit. Granted, we're not in the downtown area. We're not even close to the downtown area.
Yeah, in the suburbs.
And where the tech center is, it's in the suburbs as well, or that area. You know, it's not Detroit, where people, you know, where the warm summer air enables stray bullets to travel faster. You know, it's not like that at all. So anybody who's in Detroit, it's not that bad. I mean, for God's sakes.
No.
I'm a country boy at heart, and I find it just fine. In fact, I don't really see myself leaving here except to move to Vegas. So take that to the bank. But everybody's pissed off here because they're out of work. Because you know why he's pissed off? Because he was working on an assembly line for $45 an hour, and now he's making $4.50 an hour getting your chili cheese big bites.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
But anyway, I digress.
That was fun. Let's do it again.
Yeah, let's definitely do it again.
Any word on the car show that was happening with across the street, how well the turnout was there?
You know, a lot of people say they weren't quite happy how it was organized.
Yeah.
And I think that the Camaro, while the Camaro turnout was really good, it was a good show. But the problem is they stuck them kind of in the back. You had to go a long way to get there.
That was a lot of walking.
And until we found out there's a nice little shortcut for us. But I hope they do it again next year here.
I do too.
I think it's nice that it gets to piggyback onto another show.
Yes.
I think it'll bring just more people out and get more exposure for the Camaro. Instead of just a bunch of Camaro people being at a Camaro show, it'll bring a bunch of enthusiasts to get notice, to give their notice to the Camaros at the show. So, and you know, it'll be good. We'll see what happens, and we'll do our best to promote it.
I was happy to see the Bumblebee Camaro there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we did. We saw it.
Finally.
It looks good.
Finally.
It looks good.
Yeah. Like the color.
Yeah. Hubcaps are kind of funny.
Yeah.
But it looked good in the movie.
Sure did.
The thing is I don't think the color was right compared to what we saw in the movie. Yeah. Like, you can't capture that color.
No.
I don't think it's possible. Because
it looked different from different angles.
It's got a pearl in it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it looked orange. Sometimes it looked yellow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it looked gold.
Yeah, gold or even like a golden brown.
Oh.
God, did that sound strange. It's not like a cereal. Well, everybody get out there and see that car if you haven't. I know it's kind of making the rounds. It's on tour, and we do have a section in the an entry, rather, in the fifth gen section, the general discussion section, as to where the concept cars are going to be. Get out and see the cars, man.
Yep.
Show your support. Show your love. Word to your mother. All that. Speaking of cars, the diecast car. I have the Camaro Z28.com diecast car. I got some left. I filled all my pre-orders. All
right.
And they are for sale as of right now, and once they're gone, they're gone. That's going to be it. If I don't get rid of them to people on the board and who are listening by the 18th, I'm just going to throw them up on eBay, and it's every man for himself.
That's tomorrow. Saturday. What? It's tomorrow, Saturday.
Oh, shoot, already? Well, the 18th or thereabouts.
Okay.
But anyway, just go to cz28store.com. They're still there. Order them up. They're still $10, and get them while you can.
Hey, we just added something new on the board.
Yeah. I'm glad we did it, too. It's cool. I like it.
You're going to see these new little things trickle out in the next month or so. This is the first one we're doing. This is called the link section.
Yeah.
This is a great place to put in your link for your car club, for your personal site,
mm-hmm.
and it's all going to be in one location and organized beautifully. All of our sponsors are in there.
Yep. You can rate the links.
Yep.
You know, we've got some of our own personal stuff in there, some our Camaro Z28.com affiliate sites that we've worked on the side, you know, like our hockey site that we do for kicks and everything.
Sure.
The beauty is that it's up to you folks who's part of a club or knows of a club or even has just a personal website to
populate this thing.
That's right. The idea is to have one big link database. Chris, in the 11 years we've run this site, how many emails do you think we get?
Oh my God, constantly.
A week.
Can you add a link?
Well, we didn't really have a section to add the link, and usually, you know, it was tough to get asked for a link back and everything.
Yeah.
This is a way to do it. If you're a club, you can optionally link back to us. You don't have to. If you had a personal site, it's kind of required just because it's like link trading.
Right.
But the sky's the limit, man. We can fill this thing full of club sites. People who are looking for a site, that's where they're going to go to find your club that you belong to.
And it's broken down by geographic location.
Yep.
So it's really easy to look through.
Yep. And we're going to keep adding to it. And what we're going to do is we've always done a site of the week here on the podcast. We're going to start picking our sites of the week from there.
Yay. Yeah. We don't have to keep looking them up now.
Right. So it's really up to you folks out there. We've always been a community-based site, and this is one more aspect of it. Of course, it doesn't hold a candle to what we have planned next.
Yeah. So go ahead and point your browsers to www.camaroz28.com/links.
That's it.
Just that easy.
Your board account works.
Yep.
It's integrated right with the message board and your profile. Yep. So our first one. Oh, well, we got to do the intro.
Yeah.
Here we go.
It's time for the thread of the week from the Camaro Z28.com message boards. If you want to get involved with the message boards,
I am so lame. Hold on. Uh-oh. Look out.
I tell you what, I'll take this lady apart.
Look up, see what you got up there, hood. This is a website. Why would they take it for? Well, I'll take you for more than a website.
Digital marketing. It's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
There's your digital homogeny again. Okay, let's pick one out of the list.
All right, here we go. The first one submitted once we open it up, which is right away. CTFBA, the Connecticut F-Body Association official website.
Okay.
It's got news. It's got pictures, videos, events, forums, and more. And I'm taking this right out of the submitted description. It's so easy for us. The website is www.ctfba.com. And it was submitted by a member, Resilient94LT1. Thanks, buddy.
Excellent. Good deal.
And that's it. It
it's
only
just
takes,
that easy.
It's just that easy. We, you know, we're all about easy.
Yeah.
We're easy like Sunday morning. But definitely, if you know, if you belong to a car club, you don't have to be the president. You can just be a member. Or even if you don't even have to belong to it, you can just submit it. It's really easy. And it's fun.
Yep.
And, you know, we'll make you famous.
Yeah.
So, what else?
I think that's it.
Oh, I got my that gauge that I ordered for my Trailblazer.
Oh, you got that in.
Maryland Speed, they had a special order because I wanted a special color combination.
Yeah.
But Maryland Speed got it to me. It's pretty sweet. I haven't installed it yet, but it's in my hands.
Good
deal. Neat little gauge. And I guess it works on, it doesn't work just on Trailblazers. I guess it works well on the GTOs, and I'm sure it'll work on just about anything else, OBD2. So I can't wait to install it and see how it goes, but check it out. It's a neat gauge, man.
Good deal.
I even showed it to Mike Licht, the guy,
yeah,
the Scanmaster manufacturer.
What do you think of it?
Well, he likes it. He says that they thought about doing that, but they couldn't, at the time, back when they made the Scanmaster 10 years ago, they couldn't find the cups to make the gauges, you know, that houses it, the housing, now that it's a lot more of a commodity. And he thinks it's pretty neat, though.
Excellent.
So, I guess that's it.
Okay.
Anything for you? Anything new for you?
No.
Cool. I guess that'll do it. We will be back next week with what?
With some more great news and probably talk about a couple more projects we're working on and actually release that to the public.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. I'm out of here. See you.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Last week, Japanese scientists placed explosive detonators at the bottom of Lake Loch Ness to blow Nessie out of the water.